This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli officials report that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu disbanded his war cabinet Monday, a decision that was expected after centrist and former Army General Benny Gantz left the group last week. The centrist leader Gantz joined Netanyahu's unity government in October at the start of the war and demanded the formation of the war cabinet. As Israeli government spokesman David Mincer said Monday, with Gantz's departure from the government, ending the war cabinet was expected.
The war cabinet was a prerequisite of creating this national unity government. It was a prerequisite put in by a member of Knesset, Benny Gantz. With Mr. Gantz leaving the government, there is no longer a need for the war cabinet, and its duties will be taken over as mandated by the State of Israel, by the Security Cabinet.
An Associated Press investigation has identified at least 60 Palestinian families in which at least 25 or more people, sometimes four generations from the same bloodline, were killed in the first 3 months of the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
2 days before the October 7 Hamas attack and Israel's retaliation in Gaza, Mohanan al-Agha and his family celebrated his younger brother's wedding. Days later, everyone in one picture taken at the wedding, including Mohanan, was killed in an Israeli airstrike, except for the groom and an older brother. The family burials were full of anguish. Rami Abdu, a human rights expert with EuroMed Human Rights Monitor, says family deaths will have a harmful impact on Palestinian society for a long time. People will not distinguish between life and death. Israel has repeatedly said it targets Hamas fighters and infrastructure and accuses the militant group of endangering civilians. The raw sound used, courtesy of the El Agha family. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Officials in India's eastern state of West Bengal report more than a dozen people have died and others injured in a train collision Monday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Railway authorities have blamed the deadly accident on a driver error. A senior police official told Reuters that in Monday's collision, at least 15 bodies were pulled from the mangled carriages and over 50 were injured. The goods train hit the Kanchenjunga Express travelling to the state's capital, Kolkata, from the northeastern state of Tripura, driving three of the passenger train's carriages off the rails. It was not immediately clear how many passengers were on board at the time. Jayavarma Sinha, the head of the Ministry of Railways, said the driver of the freight train was amongst the dead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on social media offered condolences on the loss of life in the accident.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. The month-long Euro 2024 European soccer tournament got underway in host country Germany Friday with 24 teams competing. Among those teams is Ukraine's national team, which played its first game Monday in Munich against Romania. Ahead of the game, the head of the Ukrainian Football Association and the country's all-time leading scorer, Andrei Shevchenko, unveiled a display the team brought with them to Munich as a reminder of what's going back in Ukraine, a section of seating damaged by airstrikes from a stadium in war-torn Kharkiv. Shevchenko told reporters the Ukrainian team playing in the Euros is a reminder to the world that Ukraine is still here.
Participation of Ukrainian team Euro today, it's very important message for rest of the world that we continue to live and we're gonna fight, but not only fight, we're gonna do our normal life and try to be part of European society and the world society.
The U.S. Surgeon General is calling on the U.S. Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms, similar to those found on packs of cigarettes in the United States. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In a Monday opinion piece for the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy says that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. Murthy says the use of just a warning label wouldn't make social media safe for young people, but would be a part of the steps needed. He says a Surgeon General's warning label, which requires congressional action, would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proved safe. I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.